U.S. President Donald Trump says military action against Iran is still on the table, noting that he will impose additional sanctions against Iran.
It's always on the table until we get this solved. Yeah. Moving forward with additional sanctions on Iraq, good question. And some of them are in place. As you know, we have about as strong a sanction grouping as you could possibly have on any country, but we're putting additional sanctions on. They're going on slowly and in some cases actually pretty rapidly.
Trump made the remarks before departing Washington for the presidential retreat at Camp David, where he said he would be deliberating on Iran. Tensions between Tehran and Washington heightened after Iran shot down a U.S. drone that had violated its airspace. Trump said that though he was unhappy with the drone incident, he appreciated the fact that Iran refrained from shooting down a second U.S. aircraft.
But they had a plane in their sights, 38 people on the plane, and they didn't shoot it down, and I think that was a very wise decision, and I think that's something that we very much appreciate.
Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps said an American P-8 spy plane was flying near the downed drone. Iran said earlier that it had retrieved the wreckage from its territorial waters, refuting a U.S. claim that the drone was flying over international waters. Iran has also called on the international community to demand the U.S. end its continued unlawful and destabilizing measures in the Middle East.
Joining us now to Osaka for more on the story is Ryan Dawson, author and peace activist. Hello, Ryan. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Your thoughts on all this, Ryan?
Well, you have to go back and see what has caused the tensions to rise, and that can all be dated back to Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, coming to the UN with a cartoon bomb, his wild coyote bomb, where he expressed the fear-mongering that he believed that Iran was building nuclear weapons. That was the pretext for why sanctions were first attempted and then finally placed on Iran, was to prevent Iran from enriching uranium so that Iran could not build a nuclear weapon. No evidence was ever given. No evidence seemed to be needed. Iran was not enriching uranium to bomb-making levels, which would exceed 90%. They didn't even reach 20% for medical isotopes. But the sanctions went on anyway. And Iran said, if you get rid of these waivers back on May 2nd, then there will be tension in the Strait of Hormuz. And the U.S. went ahead and did that too. And then they were spying, apparently, according to Iran at least, inside Iran's waters. So Iran shot down the drone, as any country would. Now Trump has a lot of neocons surrounding him that would love nothing better than a airstrike on Iran. But I think with the G20 summit meeting just days away, Trump is sketchy on doing something like that. Bolton and Pompeo are the exact opposite. They would love to ruin things before the G20 takes place.
And Ryan, having the troop deployment, having so much, you know, naval reinforcements in the Persian Gulf, U.S. and their allies, I mean, a lot of people are saying that this is really just a recipe for disaster. Anything can go wrong. Anything can ignite at any given time. And perhaps you can even go as far as to deduce that it's almost inevitable that something will crack.
Yeah, Colonel Wilkerson calls them tripwires. When they just, let's float enough boats around the area and hope somebody gets itchy. But more or less, it could also just mean the military-industrial complex of the United States is using the incident as a budgetary justification to send quote-unquote escorts in to protect merchant marine ships, and they'll get a fat paycheck out of it. Let's hope that's all it is. Worse, though, is when the more of a military presence you have, just imagine the opposite now. Lots of military ships to foreign countries in the Gulf of Mexico or something. What could go wrong? You know, the U.S. needs to get rid of its exceptionalism and, you know, abide by its own laws. They should be lifting sanctions on Iran because they don't have a pretext to put them in place in the first place. And more military ships in the area isn't going to make the problem better. It's just going to increase the chance of something going kaboom, which anybody could do, and you know it's going to be blamed on Iran. So they need to think this thing all the way through before they send more military ships off the coast of Iran.
Thanks, for joining us and for your perspective there, Ryan. Out of Osaka, that was Ryan Dawson, author and peace activist.